Golker gets it at the top of the key. Gives it to Van Tiffin for the three. It's short. This time the rebound's still down behind. He gives it to Botello. They look to run. Gives it to Gangler back to Botello for the three, but he's just a little out of his range. Now they get it to McPrayer. He hands it to Holland. Holland hands it back to him. He's going to pull up for the three from the left side, and he drains it. They take the lead, 8-6. 36 seconds to go here. Look for Lakers to work for the last shot.
That was the benefit of a big body screen. I believe that was Jake Holland out there.
Brody Lawrence gets it, and he has a wide open to the hoop, so he takes it in instead of waiting. But it's no good. Rebound Holland. They look to push it up the court. Here comes McBrayer. McBrayer takes it coast to coast, goes up in the paint, misses it, gets around, falls into the hands of Botella. He gives it back out there. The Fletcher shot's no good from the free throw line. Rebound controlled there by Brandon, but he had it stripped away by Holland. Holland puts the shot up, and it's no good, and it's stripped off of the Lakers' hands. It's going to stay Patriots basketball. 12.8 seconds to go here in the first quarter. USA with the lead, 8-6.
You're listening to them. Three sets one offensive spurt.
No,
they need to box out.
And they were doing a good job. They just weren't putting a body on anybody. They had the position to box out. Gives them into
10 to go.
Fletcher. He gets it over in the corner to Botella. Back to the top to Rick. McBrayer. McBrayer takes it to the right side. Now he gives it off to Rick. Rick takes the three at the buzzer. It's no good. We're going to go to the break with USA leading 8-6 over Lakers after one period of action. We'll be back.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School where it's a tight ball game after the first quarter. USA 8, Lakers 6. Lakers is not intimidated at all, and they right now seem to be playing with a little bit more fire and ice than the Patriots are.
You know what? I don't think that USA has relaxed. I don't think that they know they have this one in the bag. I'm sure that they need to play the game. They know they need to play the game, especially now with the 2-point lead. Don't want to let Lakers hang around if you're USA.
And the Lakers are doing a good job. They're playing a very controlled, despite, they definitely know what they want to take for shots and looking for that and getting the USA big to move back and forth here and looking for the open shot.
Swimmer is back in the game for Lakers. Pascal, Walker, Lawrence, and Warwick.
And right out there, USA had that possession, and they nailed the three-pointer there. I didn't see what
Nick Fletcher.
Fletcher drains that three, sending the lead to 11-6. Now down here, tight pressure picked up by Brody Lawrence. He's being covered there by Rick real tight. Lakers is trying to set up what they need here. Brody Lawrence still working around the top. Now he gets it over to Gossel. Now he's heated into Zwimmer. Zwimmer goes up against the drain there. Gets his last great shot by the freshman. He took his time, worked his position, found it, and then took a shot.
He didn't think he had a shot, and he just kept looking at it. Thought, oh, might as well.
And at the top for USA is McBrayer. McBrayer throws it to Gangler at the free throw line. Now back to Fletcher. Fletcher skips it across to Rick. Rick throws it back across to McBrayer. McBrayer drives the lane, and Brody Lawrence falls down and fouls him as he's falling. And that's going to be Brody Lawrence's second foul. And that's what you want to see. Coach Majewski.
Not good. They need him in that game. They can't sit him down.
He's pretty smart. Nice play by USA. They just did a simple crossing pattern from the top with a pretty big post, and Gangler came right down the lane then and laid it up off the glass, making it 13-8. Warwick brings it down inside to see if it's Zwimmer, but it's going to go off of. We got two different calls. The official in front of us, he's calling that way. Gallus is calling that way, and the other two said no, but he's farther away from it. So good job by the officials to get it
ready at all.
So it goes to USA on a turnover by the Lakers. They were passed by Ward. Just couldn't get the Zwimmer.
Yeah, Lakers need a stop here. They really can't let.
And for the top of the key there, a shot by Kyle. Fletcher's no good. Rebound controlled by Morris. Or Chase Booker, I'm sorry.
He got up there on that rebound.
Here comes Warwick now, handling the ball at the top. Van Tiplin's in for the Lakers. He gets the ball, and he has it stripped away by Rick. Now they get it back. Walker grabs him, a little confusion. Now he tries to shuffle past to Zimmer. And on Zimmer's defense, there's nothing he can do. He got that ball shuffled to him, and Coach Majewski trying to tell him, settle down, settle down. Now, you don't appreciate just how tall Jake Holland is. So he's standing here in front of you. Every time we do a game over there, we're half a mile away from the floor. But I'll tell you what, this is one big guy.
He is 6'6".
And he's all of that.
And a nice set by Danger there. He's followed up and cleaned up the rebound and laid it up off the glass. And we're going to go to commercial break. USA with the lead, 15-8. We'll be back.
Would you like to be so close to the action that you see the players sweat? So close you can hear them call the next play? You can. There's always a need for new high school officials in all sports. It's a great way to get back in the game, give back to the game, and be a part of our young people's educational experience. Getting involved is easy. Go online to MHSAA.com to register. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
We're back here at Howard Beach High School where the Lakers needed to take a timeout here and regroup. USA extended the lead 15-8 after a great play by Gangler to get in there and fight for the second chance rebound. He laid it up off the glass. 5:51 to go here in the first half of this quick-paced game. If everybody's blended on both sides of the court here, including the stripes.
He's come off the bench and done a great job the last couple of minutes, so...
Yep, in for the Patriots is going to be...
Need to get that other guy back out there. They need to get their...
I got to get you out of that coaching mode and get you back into the radio mode.
No, I mean, they're trying to put players in after the time limit for checking in, and then they got four players out on the court.
So for USA out on the court right now is Holland, Nick Fletcher, Kyle Fletcher. I'm sorry, Holler's in there, Gangler's in there, Nick Fletcher's in there, Kyle Fletcher's in there, and now coming in is Kyle Comer, and going out is going to be Kyle Fletcher. And that was tipped off to USA Patriots over here right in front of our table. Castro feeds it in the corner to Warwick. Warwick elects to take it into the paint, but he's covered there tightly. Now he's looking for help. He hands it to Zimmer. Zimmer tries to make a move. Can't get it, throws it back up to Warwick and clears out of there. Great move by the presence of the freshman to know that he's in the paint and getting his feet back out of there. He's not looking down. He knows exactly where he is on the court. Meanwhile, having a dribbling contest up at the top is Warwick. As they're waiting for the Sixman Ross to happen over here. Nobody's getting open, so Warwick takes it in himself, goes up with the top of the can't get it to fall. Rebound controlled by USA, they look to push it up the court. And a great hustle play by Evan Gasso to get back and tip it away from Nick Fletcher trying to go up and let it off the glass.
And that was a major hustle because it was going to be two.
So USA is going to get the ball with 5:06 to go here in the first half. Under their basket, they get it in. Now they got a wide open. All day look for McGregor for three. And he puts it in there. One more could have made that shot with all that time. Now I'm trying to decide that whole play before anybody even saw him wide open over there. 18-8. Now we're going to get a foul, a blocking foul. That's going to go against Comer, I believe. His first team's third. So checking into the game is Borticello. Coming out of the game is Sean McBrayer. And we are definitely part of the action tonight. We got the ball right in front of us, the players right in front of us. And Tiplin gets it in. That would be Walker looks to walk around. Now he tries to hand it off to Warwick. Warwick the ball. And he comes flying into the stands here. And just started checking.
Yeah.
Hey, see him take his head out on these stairways right here.
They are not going to let him get the ball back.
And he almost popped his head over trying as he came flying into the stands here. So turnover, Lakers, and USA gets the ball.
Come up with a scheme to get him open, maybe get some screens so he can get open to get the ball.
USA with the ball. Fletcher brings it to the top of the key. Gets it over to Comer on the left side. Comer comes into the free throw line. Can't find anybody open. Hands it back off to Fletcher for the 19th quarter from the top. No good. Down with it is Rimmer and Volker, but Volker closes the rest of the way.